now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's the second biggest trick. Numero uno is convincing the world that good doesn't exist and that everything is corrupt, everything is bad, and that good doesn't have agency and power. You do. And we have the neocons and others enraged that it was populist, conservative, Christian nationalist that created a massive firestorm when Trump was preparing to go to total war, total obliteration of Iran, war crimes that got Trump to back down. He's now said no nuclear weapons will be used, but we hold all the cards and Iran better follow through with these deals. We've got all of these developments and information. There's still time to get the United States to back out of this disaster that the insane people running Israel got us into. And it's now confirmed what I told you, and I can now talk about it because Roger Stone's now doing it. He was one of the five sources Friday night and Saturday, who's talking to Trump every day. And it was Trump that saved Tulsi Gabbard being fired, and he didn't learn until another phone call, and I'm authorized to say this, and Roger's on tomorrow at noon, with the president just a day and a half ago, that Laura Loomer said, sir, Tulsi Gabbard is going to quit like Joe Kent and come after you and, you know, do all these terrible things. You got to fire her. And then thank God that Trump called Roger and a few others and found out that was pure crap. But that's just the type of menace we have here. And then you've got all the other intel. but Roger has got a lot he hasn't said yet. He's going to say tomorrow, and he's talking to the president again. He didn't give me more details. He said, I'll do it tomorrow. He told me a few things. He said, but don't talk about this yet. And because he's extreme confident, known Trump 51 years. So this is huge, and I got it from other sources as well. But the level of lying by these Israeli operatives like Laura Loomer is just stratospheric at this point. It's very dangerous. Laura Loomer has really morphed into a demonic creature, and that's all I can say about her. She is a menace to world peace and an absolute liar. She is just a lying machine, and she injects herself into anything. And, well, I don't mean to bring her up right at the front of this, but it's just wild. We have to counter the Mark Levins and the Laura Loomers, the Wormer grime tongues that speak into his ear. And we're doing it. And, you know, Scott Jennings has been a big George W. Bush globalist operative, but he's been on Trump team. He's overall great on CNN. I like the guy overall, very smart. But he's like, why are we listening to Alex Jones? We shouldn't be listening to him. Well, sorry. Way more people listen to me and watch me than CNN, bud. The clips we play you here have more ratings than you have on CNN by times 10. And it just goes from there. Joe Rogan, everybody else. We're all aligned. We don't have to even talk on the phone, though we do, to basically finish each other's sentences because we're smart, we're engaged, we're on air every day for hours and hours. All we do is research, and we know what we're talking about. We don't get talking points to put out. We come to our own consensus. And that's what this is all about. So, as I said yesterday at 7:30 in the morning, I said, I believe the ceasefire will fall apart. I believe Israel will keep striking Lebanon as a pretext to keep us in the war and break the ceasefire, which they now admit. And I said the Iranians will close the strait again, which they did. And then we could be right back into full war here. So now it's a tug of war to get Trump to not get sucked back into this. And that I believe if they let Vance negotiate with them, he's a very good negotiator. He's the lead negotiator, as I told you days before it was confirmed, because I talked to people there in Budapest with him. They called me, leave it at that, to give me the good news. And so there is a good chance this is going to work. And Iran will give up its uranium. They will get a way to rebuild with this tax that's split between the Arabs and them, $2 million a ship. Sounds like a lot. It's not. It's a small percentage of the ships are worth $500 million to $1 billion a piece. Some are $2 billion, the super giant ones. And then their loads are worth, you know, $300, $400, $500 million. And so that's how this works. And Trump gets transactionality. And I would agree with J.D. Vance. And in the end, the United States will win this war, even though we got sucked into it. Even if it's Pyrrhic and it ends up killing the world economy, in the end, Iran will lose this. They'll be the bigger loser. Let's put you that way. So we can still grab victory from the jaws of defeat here. POTUS warns America is ready to strike Iran stronger than anyone has ever seen before, close quote. If agreement isn't reached, declares no nuclear weapons will be used. That is very good to calm nerves. Because you can't talk about total annihilation of a civilization, never to return, that's the definition of genocide, and not have us have to come out and say, emergency brake, you know, slam the disc brakes on, you, whoever's telling you this, well, we know Mark Levin, he said it on Fox News, do not listen to lunatics. Mark Levin admits, I know nothing about the military, but I just have faith they can do it. Lindsey Graham's asked 2 weeks ago, 2,500 Marines take Krog Island? I believe in the Marines. Well, it took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima. That was 20,000 Japanese. Kirk Allen has more than that. Well, you're just against our Marines. This is mathematical stuff. It's like, what's it take to get a Falcon Heavy into orbit? However many tens of thousands of tons of fuel. They're like, well, we just need 500 pounds. And you're like, no, you need tons and tons and tons. It's mathematical. But so many of these malignant narcissist politicians and corporate leaders, the highest percentage you see anywhere, of not just sociopaths, but psychopaths, throughout history, they get so delusional, they will just give orders that are insane. And one of my favorite examples, because the film is amazing, Deepwater Horizon, came out like 12, 14 years ago with one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell, but I'd seen a documentary about it from the court case. It's from the transcripts of the court case. That all happened. That movie's like basically exactly as it happened. Even the actors they chose to play the people, the head crew, the head of the rig looks like Kirk Russell. You know, the Mark Wahlberg guy looks just like Mark Wahlberg. I mean, they just did a masterpiece. I've seen the movie like 5 times. I need to watch it again. And they get a call by the coon-ass head of BP in the U.S. Nothing is coon-ass. He says a coon-ass accent. We gonna do well. Gonna be great. He gets a call from the UK, the bosses, to Houston, saying we're putting $30, $40 million a day of concrete into this hole. They're drilling one of the deepest holes ever to test, 35, 40,000 feet. Now they're even deeper. And they said, we're not going to dump concrete in the hole. We just think that we're going to make more money not doing this when the well comes in. And the engineers said it will explode. If we hit oil and gas, we're already hitting a bunch of it, but if we hit a big one, it will blow the rig up and explode. And he literally goes, because they created transcripts. They had a secretary there recording it. He goes, well, you're fired. You don't do it. And he said, fine, I'm going to resign. I tell you what, we'll let you do a pressure test where you're at drilling. And if it doesn't show any problems, go ahead. And they said, okay. They do the pressure test, but they're not as deep as they were yet. They hadn't hit a big pocket yet. It didn't blow. 5 hours later, completely blows up. And I mean, the engineers are telling him it's going to blow up. The Pentagon said 90% chance they don't get removed. The strait gets closed. It creates a chain reaction. And now if we can't do regime change, we got to do ground invasion. And that's even lower probability because they'll keep fighting because we funded a huge war for 7 years against them in the 80s. And they're even tougher now. But it's the exact same thing. Well, you just go ahead and you do that now. In fact, let's play the trailer or whatever clip you found, because this is it. I mean, this is the transcripts, because these oil companies have secretaries. They're recording it all. They create transcripts of it. They have the transcripts of these phone calls. You just go ahead. We're going to save $50 million a day not putting that mud in there. They call the concrete mud. And the Texans on the line going, it's going to blow up. But still, he went, okay. Did the pressure test, didn't blow up. All right, I'll do what you said. Hours later, it blows up. Like, we have to listen to the real experts, not Mark Levin. This is an exact parallel here, folks. Play the clip.
Come on, Mike, stay on my hips.
Get him. Yeah, baby. Don, look at line 51. You'll see the cost variances.
Wow. This is Don Madrin and Bob Kaluza.
Welcome back, Mr. Jim.
Oh, yeah. So, we got all 500 feet of cement poured, huh?
Yep.
That cement's the only thing between us and the blowout.
And it's cured.
Yes.
Had enough time, huh? Takes time to do it right. I mean, that cement job is compromised and everything above it is too.
Well, it's not compromised. Houston doesn't have a problem.
So I assume Schlumberger guys said the same. Cement bond log they ran said the same, yeah?
We are confident in the integrity of our cement job, are we not?
Well, we're quite comfortable with the integrity of that cement, that's for true.
You guys, just like my granddad.
Pardon?
But you see, my granddaddy, he never even went to the dentist because he didn't want to know all what was wrong because then he'd have to deal with it. You don't want to know $50 million over budget.
You really should include yourself in that, Mr. Jimmy.
BP picked this spot to drill, Bob. Consequences, that's on you guys. Of course, I got to try to deal with those consequences, so yeah, I'm included. The point is, you sent the testing team home before they could do their job, maybe give y'all some news y'all didn't want to hear. What would it have cost you to run that test, huh? $125,000? You're a $180 billion company and you're cheap.
That's why we're a $186 billion company. We worry about those bills.
I worry about my rig. My crew lives on it. You just rent it. Don, you and I both know we need some downtime for maintenance. Mike, how many of our machines need repair?
390, Mr. Jimmy.
390.
Yes, sir. Well, it's 10% of all the machinery aboard.
Name a few for me.
A few?
I would love to hear exactly what piece of mission.
A driller chair, process station 18, BOP control pods, telephone system, pipe racket system, GPS antenna, direct TV system, wireless internet, iron roughneck, top drive rack back system, auxiliary draw works control, saltwater service pump, smoke alarms in the galley. The reason why you're sweating so hard is because the compressor for the AC on this deck are down too.
Everything but the toilet.
Who are you?
Mike Williams, Chief ET.
I'm going to tell you like I told your executives on a chopper ride in and how about the timing of that visit. We going to properly secure this well for a production platform come in right after us and start pumping oil. Unfortunately, to do it properly takes time.
43 days. 44 days.
Keep counting, Bob.
45 days. 46 days.
Have a cookie, Bob. Can't run a cement log. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to run a negative pressure test before we do anything else.
If you really think we need to.
I really think we need one, Bob, and so should you.
Especially since we got no idea whether this well is stable or not.
Hey, dial tone. Day's looking up.
All right, that's enough. Mr. That's a composite. It was actually all over the telephone to Houston in London when you watched the, like, three-hour documentary. It was on Netflix. With the recordings in the court hearings. Unbelievable. And they went further. They said, don't do it. Because they didn't put enough concrete in because they wanted to save a few hundred million dollars. And they lost tens upon tens of billions doing it. Totally insane. And the court hearing went further. They explained the math. They said, this is probably going to blow up. And when it didn't blow up in an hour, they said, fine, do it. And it blew up. And that's what this war is for all of you people that are mad at me. Telling you this is a disaster because you don't study the facts, you don't live this, you don't do this 18 hours a day. I got up at 4 a.m. yesterday. All I did as rest was work out, saw my youngest daughter for about an hour for dinner, and went right back to work. And when I went to bed, I dreamed about this stuff for 6 hours. And then all you people out there that don't study this stuff, you think you know more than people that study all the experts. You don't know anything. You think I'm happy about knowing this could literally destroy the world economy and our recovery? It's almost there. That's why Trump's in panic mode. I got article after article. The White House is enraged and is blaming Israel for sucking us into it. And they did suck us into it. And it's not about defending Trump. It's about reporting what happened. And Israel just started blowing the living hell 1 hour after the deal, a day and a half ago. Blowing up Lebanon and other areas and attacking Iran to keep us in the war, and they admit it. This is crazy town. What does fat-ass Pastor Hagee in San Antonio know? What does Mark Levin know? You hear Mark Levin talk about military stuff, he doesn't know anything he's talking about, and he admits it. So why is the president telling us tune in to his show 7 nights a week to find out what the president's going to do? And I don't relish sitting here and making Israel the center of attention and attacking Israel. That's not my bailiwick. But Israel's done it to itself with this leadership. By the way, Netanyahu goes back on trial tomorrow. Germany will not let military-aged men leave the country now. That was 2 days ago. Now they're digitizing the National Draft Selective Service in the United States. Today. Europe, half the countries have already passed a draft, including women. Are you figuring out where this is going? It's the end of a financial system, and every time that happens, as Elon Musk said at the last two global government forums, the elites start wars. You can't do it now with the weapons we've got. We cannot follow the normal globalist pattern. It has to stop. We're in the fourth turning. Laura Loomer, we should negotiate. They're bad people. They got us in check. It's a stalemate. They're not falling. They can block the Strait anytime they want. Do you understand that? Your delusions when you don't even know how to load a gun. Your delusions when you don't even know the basic facts. Don't cut it. We should not have our foreign policy guided by Pastor Hagee. Lindsey Graham, who's in his off time at Disney World, is a single 70-year-old man walking around with princess wands. Would you let somebody over for dinner that goes to Disney World by themselves with princess wands? A 70-year-old man? No. Would you let him drive your kid to school? No. Would you let him run your foreign policy? No. These people are lunatics. They are degenerates. They have screws loose. They're not serious people. It's like weird in America to know about geopolitics and weapons. It's weird. People think it's weird that I study the Rockefeller Foundation. Well, you study your football that doesn't matter and your fantasy football all day. I'm not putting you down and know all about that. I don't want to know anything about that because I got real stuff to deal with. But I know this. There's countless attacks all over the national news of me saying, who's Jones paid by? Why is he doing this? Because I want America to be successful and not destroyed? Because I stand for what's right and accuracy and it's proven by what I do? Good Lord. Let's go to Netanyahu yesterday. And I love whatever we put out, we're countered by the bots and the fake influencers and the neocons. I said yesterday morning, I said Israel sabotaged these attacks on Lebanon on purpose. Israel said in a press release, we're not stopping the war. They went, no, they're not. They've stopped. Iran hit them for no reason. It's not true. I'm not siding with Iran. What's the truth? And then yesterday, Netanyahu comes out and says, we're not stopping. And that was in the deal. And Trump's now admitted that. So, again, who struck first to drag us in? Israel. Who's striking again to keep us in it? Israel. Who's paid off most of Congress? Israel. 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 Doesn't mean I'm allied with the mullahs. Michael Savage, super smart. Pro-Israel. On yesterday, he says, yeah, Israel's going to hit him with a nuke. It's got to stop because it's too big to chew. I mean, if Trump could flip a switch, get rid of the mullahs, I'd have been for it. But that's not how this works, people. Just like the BP executives, we don't need to put more concrete in there. Well, this is half the concrete we need. Do it. No, it'll blow up. Yeah, we're a $180 billion company. And the engineers are like, do you understand what we're telling you? You want your job? Open the well. Because they're right above the big gas pocket. They're like, we'll at least run the test. And that's all I'm saying is, if you do not study all these complex issues, you can't even begin to even understand it. And I will tell you, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the analysts all say the same thing. They don't know, but the options and statistically, it runs from bad to worse. And worse is total nuclear war. But now Israel's going to begin direct peace talks with Lebanon as soon as possible as they blow up whole Christian neighborhoods, and Israel prepares to blow up the last bridge between northern and southern Lebanon, and Israel's saying they're going to take most of southern Lebanon, greater Israel, which is Christian. Isn't that nice? Just like they're closing the final churches that are 2,000 years old and cleansing the Christians. Am I supposed to just sit back and support that? Yeah. Told you weeks before it came out, Susie Wiles is panicking. I talk to people that talk to her every day. You think I just tell you this stuff? Roger Stone's going to come on tomorrow and confirm everything I told you the president told him. He's a little pissed at me. He thinks I went too far with the 25th Amendment. Fine. But I had to get Trump's attention because I'm not insane. And I'm not going to stand by while Laura Loomer and Mark Levin, who can't find their asses with both hands, just think if you just keep bombing people, you're going to win. I refuse to be led around by the nose by idiots who don't have the energy or the commitment or the seriousness to know what they're talking about. We'll go to break. I got a bunch of clips. They're incredible. All the other angles and news. But just look at those three people on the screen. Their chutzpah will not get them across the finish line. Their pulling stuff out of their butts will get us all killed. And the same thing goes for Netanyahu. You heard Savage yesterday. He's talking to the former top generals, the former intelligence chiefs. He was on 3 months ago warning of this and what Netanyahu was going to do. Every former Israeli intelligence chief is against this. Now they have the new lunatics they put in charge, and they're on TV laughing about using nuclear weapons. Lunatics, out of control, giggling and laughing about nuclear war. It ain't funny. Even if you think you have total superiority, it's such bad luck to tempt fate and have an arrogant Cheshire grin smile when you're talking about serious business. You listen to those BP executives talking to the head of the oil rig. Come on, not be a problem. It's in the court hearings. They're like, listen, this is serious. Yeah, you just settle on down. Let us take care of that for you. You just let us blow the planet up. You don't know nothing. We don't need to listen to the Pentagon. 90% chance of fail. We going to roll the dice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.